You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we do have, under the pseudonym of Bell and Bandai, Silas is here. Rapper, producer, and a visual artist. He is in studio now. Hello.
Hey.
We're just talking about tattoos.
Yeah.
As we both do have them. And four in total.
Yeah, we both have four tattoos.
Yeah.
It's just that mine have all been done with a gun and yours have been stick and poke. And
yeah.
I feel like we're both kind of wishing we had a little
the
bit
other
of
one.
The, yeah, exactly.
I need a gun and he wants a stick and poke. But you know
absolutely.
What? That's A-okay.
If there's
Wait,
anyone listening that
do
does
have?
Stick and pokes, hit me up on Facebook because I'd love to get one.
Yeah. Give them your links right now. Go on Facebook, search up Bombadil, or search up his name, Silas. How do you say your last name?
McClintock.
McClintock. There you go.
I've been practicing it. I got the pronunciation.
Practicing your
yeah, I'm pretty
own
good.
Name. That's like mine, because mine's got a glottal stop, the one that looks like an apostrophe.
Oh, yo, how
so
do you say your last
Su-a?
Name? Su'a.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, so...
Cool.
Pronunciation is the key to everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. Practice your last names, people.
Yes, practice your
it's
last
important.
Names. And awesome, so we'll get straight into it. We're talking
cool.
about your debut mixtape that you released recently last month. That was amazing. I came to your release party. That was real cool. That was when I first met you. And I was like, hey.
Yeah, I remember.
You're the singer.
That was really cool. I really appreciated you coming up and
that
saying something.
That was all good. And so that was Of The Forest. Tell us about the build up and perhaps the process coming up to that release.
All right. I suppose like when I was making the tracks for the mixtape, I just was like, I need to do something bigger than a little EP. Or just throwing a track out, because I kept finding I was throwing tracks out too fast, and then I was a bit like, oh, I could have changed so much in that, you know?
Right.
So it was about like holding on to stuff, but I didn't know I wanted it to be a mixtape until like literally a month before the mixtape dropped. I was like, I'm just going to check how many tracks I actually have. And it was like, oh, damn, there's like 22 tracks here. And I was like, okay.
Why don't
okay,
make it 30?
Which ones are good? And so I just like stripped that out, and for some strange reason, like, it managed to tell a narrative that I wanted to tell, you know? Like,
that's real cool.
It was really cool. Like, I didn't mean for it to be so conceptual, but it was.
So did it quite vary from the initial concept that you wanted this mixtape to kind of, to display?
I think the only thing I wanted it to do was be brutally honest. Like, to be, like, Silas. Like, bang, and, like, me. Without all the, like... flaunty bullshit that comes along with rap quite often.
Yeah.
And I think, like, just naturally, because that was on my mind as I made the music over the year, it just seemed to happen that way.
Yeah.
So it was really cool.
That's cool. Where do you think this flaunty kind of, you know, what you just said there, where do you think that kind of stems from in hip-hop music?
I think, like, back to the roots of hip-hop and stuff, it was almost like a war dance in some cases. Not violent... as such, definitely in gangster rap, but I think it was just about kind of like showing off, like kind of like a dance battle, as I suppose.
Right.
It's always like a martial art. That's how RZA says it from Wu-Tang, actually. He's got a really nice way of saying that rap is like a martial art, and it's all about throwing blows and taking blows, and then he like relates that back to chess and how chess is a martial art and everything. It's crazy. You should read his autobiography. I haven't read it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Everyone else out there, get that and read that biography
straight
as well.
Up.
Awesome. And since your release, you've had a few gigs. I saw recently you did have that lawsuit at Lee Sawmill Cafe, and you had that with Bad Corporation. And in terms of your mixtape, what was the response you received, perhaps from your friends who have probably been listening to your prior music? But before we get onto that, let's talk about the response that you received from your mixtape.
So far, the response has been really nice. It's been really cool. Not a great financial response, which I'm actually stoked about because I don't want to be thinking about that. But definitely had a lot of people hit me up, and especially in my hometown, you know, people were like, oh shit, you're actually serious? Like, you know, I knew you were making music, but like, oh man, you made a project. Like, you made a full project.
Is that
project.
Quite egg you want to be like, yeah, I'm proving you wrong?
Not necessarily like I'm proving you wrong, but like, yeah, we can do this, you know? Like, Warkworth is tiny as fuck and no one knows about us, but we can do this. Sorry for swearing. Sorry, Mom. So that was cool. And then Lee Sawmill, you know, it's like the closest venue to my hometown. So the turnout for the show was like really, really cool. And like people were singing the lyrics to one of the songs. And like just in terms of like how new I am to the whole live experience, that was just so welcoming And it felt like amazing. It was just like being at home.
Right.
Yeah.
And speaking of home, people I tend to know because sometimes my brother makes music and we listen to his music because we were his family. Did you find that your family and friends were listening to your music because they were into your music rather than them listening to your music because they were your family and your friends?
I definitely think there was a long period where people would be like, oh yeah, I listened to it, you know, like, yeah, that's cool, I listened to it.
Yeah. And I listened to it.
I was like, oh cool, like they rushed over, they had a listen. But it's definitely like, that's another thing I've noticed is like the comments have become a little bit different. Like, yo, I have that on my playlist.
More genuine.
I'm stoked with that. Like, it's cool. And especially from my family, you know, like,
they've always
shown me like great support, but there's just been like this like little wind of change where it's starting to be like, yo, I actually, you're doing something cool here. So that's really dope. Shout out to my family. I love you all. You guys are crazy.
Shout out to the McClintocks.
Yeah, shout out to the McClintocks. Yeah, I think I pronounced that right.
Shout out to the McClintocks.
Big shout out to Pearl McClintock, my little sister. She was on one of the tracks on the mixtape, and she just absolutely destroyed it.
And that was Gardens.
Gardens,
We will be playing that up shortly.
Cool.
Let's actually play that track, actually.
Yeah, let's play that.
And
that's
speaking of that track, how did you get... Does your sister do music as well? Is your whole family musically talented?
It's actually really interesting. Like, my parents don't play any instruments or anything and didn't really raise us on a lot of music, but each one of us kids like have all played music. And like my sister's like really into opera singing.
Oh, is this Pearl?
Yeah, Pearl.
Oh wow.
And then my brother Rain, like he can play the guitar like a genius. Like he'll look at the ground and full off muscle memory play the most intricate songs. It's amazing.
And McClintocks have to have a trio.
Definitely. And then there's Zach, my other little brother.
A quadruplet.
What do you call it? A quintet?
I have no idea.
Maybe.
Someone takes into 5395 and help us out here. So there's four of you?
Four of us.
What do you call a four-person band?
Without calling it a band.
Yeah, without calling it a band. 5395.
Yeah. But yeah, Zach, like just to give him that shout out, he can play the guitar amazingly, but he doesn't know what a chord is. He doesn't know what a note is. Like...
Absolutely gifted.
Just like picks it up and listens. Like, it's really cool. That's really cool. So
definitely shout out. My God, the McClintocks are very blessed. So
we
definitely
should like make the next Jacksons. Oh, I shouldn't say that. That's a big call. That's a huge call.
If you want, by all means, the world is an open world. Go ahead and try and do it. Do it. Why not? But let's go ahead and listen to this. This is Gardens featuring Pearl McClintock. Shout out to Pearl. This is Bye Bum Bandy.
Baboos.
As we eat seeds found new ground, I was 2 steps forward in the garden. While the world keeps tumbling round, I was 2 steps forward in the garden. Hey, what's a bumper? Oh, I beg your pardon. Who is the master? Full of book and parchment. Call it what you will do. I'll be where it started. Auntie K, my savior, she don't take away my car keys. Probably for the bestest. Checking with your conscience. Time is tripping on me, never trusting in my watches. Always going lucid. Flew up on the concrete. Making for the break along the shoreline of my conscience. Stare at the horizon. Tell me what's beyond it. Yes. Tell me, have you seen it? We try, but how many deceive us? And we dip the drift slow, dip the drift slow. I was humming in the open and I terrified the most of folks. Outspoken is the focus, we don't want the show. General, just a broken note, I'm gonna just float the boats. We eat seeds, marry new ground. I was 2 steps forward in the garden. While the world keeps tumbling round,
keep tumbling.
I was 2 steps forward in the garden. What's a nation? Nice to find.
finally meet ya. Took a little while, but I'm falling on my feet now. Boy, your little cookie changed his name on the frequent. Finally found a message that I feel like I can speak up. Kid hit the truth now, before that I was speechless. Working on my habits and I got to eating vegan. Only took a year though, had to conquer demons. All it cost a process, but I'm tackling my ego. Enough with all the arrogance and judging other people. Enough with all the self-doubt, recording some deleted. Enough with all anxiety and questioning my feelings. Enough for thinking I could do it better than most people. Enough for being terrified and sharing that I'm dreaming. Enough for worrying about opinions that deceive me. Enough for hanging out with low keys, I don't need them. Enough for working so hard for people just to please them. My own fucking pharaoh, welcome to my kingdom. I was 2 steps forward in the garden. And while the world keeps tumbling round, I was 2 steps forward in the garden.
Amazing sting right there. 95 BFM, you are here with Ali Morning Glory and, of course, Bo Bandy. Silas McClintock.
Hello.
Hello. And that was Gardens off from his mixtape, Off the Forest. If you want to check that out, where can they check that out?
Anywhere.
Absolutely anywhere?
Really, you should probably check one of the music sites, I think. It's not on YouTube yet because I ain't that organized. But it is on SoundCloud. It's on Bandcamp, Spotify, iTunes, like Apple Play and shit.
Nice.
I tried to put it as many places as I possibly could.
Wow, that's a lot of places, actually.
Yeah.
You're more organized than you think you are, Silas. So go ahead and check that out. Check it up on Bo Bandy, Off the Forest. It's a really, really good album, everyone. And speaking of Bo Bandy, where did that name come from?
It was kind of like an inside joke with my old flatmate. He's my best friend, actually. Shout out OJ Jones.
Hello, OJ.
He used to go under the alias Mr. Leahy, which was a character from a show called Trailer Park Boys. It's like a Canadian comedy. Great show, by the way. But Mr. Leahy was like the supervisor of a trailer park, and he was an absolute booze head, like drunk all the time. And his sidekick was called Randy. And when Mr. Leahy got too drunk, he would call Randy Bo Bandy. And so I don't know why, but like it just stuck.
Does your flatmate get too drunk or nothing in regards to that?
I mean, we used to, but we're pretty toned down now.
Yeah.
he's moved on from that now. You should check out his SoundCloud at OJ Jones.
OJ Jones.
He's got some cool beats. But yeah, so like he moved on, but for some reason Bo Bandy kind of stuck, and I've just been keeping on with it.
Nice. Yeah. So Bo Bandy. And that was age. Would you guys think of a collaboration at all?
Absolutely. It's always been on the cards. I think because we were living so closely together, like it never happened because there was no kind of like time pressure to really get a project together. But it's definitely on the lights. Like we're always jamming and stuff. And he's doing the grow room session with me. He's playing the bass for it. So that'll be awesome.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And yes, let's talk back about your prior music. Finally back on the subject.
The old stuff.
I recall remember you telling me about all your old music. Let's talk about the journey. What's different? Do you think there's anything particularly different from Off the Forest to your prior music and your prior projects?
Definitely.
That you've worked on?
Absolutely. I mean, the first 2 years, I believe, of making music was just instrumental.
Yeah.
And basically, I was just trying to find a sound, so I was recreating everything I was listening to. And to be honest, like, anyone will tell you it was trash. Like, it was horrible music. But that's all part of the process, you know? And so there was the first EP release, which was Mixed Thoughts, which is fully instrumental. Mm-hmm. I think there was one rap on at the end, and it was pretty aggro. I was an aggro little man back in the day. And I used to, like, when I started rapping, I suppose I was all about kind of like, oh, trying to find my voice. I don't know who I am sort of thing. So
yeah,
it was
yeah.
like...
Everyone goes through that, I see.
Absolutely. Mm. I think it's like it's a massive part of waking up and realizing who you are. But so yeah, I had to ask myself that question, and in turn that taught me to be really honest. It took a while, but I ended up being quite honest with it. And then finally, Of the Forest happened, and it felt like, holy crap, this is the first time that I'm actually looking at myself in the mirror, not this weird, strange Bo Bandy character that I'm trying to create, you know? So it's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And you just find yourself that you've grown more in different areas, not only musically, from that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think all round, I think, I had to go through this kind of like period of suffering, which you can actually kind of like, you can hear that in the second EP, which was called Nomadic. That's like, there's a lot of pain there, but I feel like with anybody, like they have to go through this kind of like suffering to realize and become awake, you know? I think that's quite a big important part of the cycle. So I think as a person I've grown a lot, and I've learned, I'm practicing to be more compassionate and empathetic with people, more understanding of different stuff.
Yeah, that's actually really, really beautiful. I feel like most artists do find their pathway to get there. Some are probably still in process.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're always in a process, I think.
Yeah. Awesome. Mm. And tell us about your new song as well. You have collaborated with Darko and Cold War.
That's a cool track. Darko and me go way back. We did uni together.
Yes.
And the dude is a legend, full legend, a man of many talents. He's an artist on so many levels, and he sent me that track just out of nowhere. And we had been talking about collaborating forever, so I find the best way for me to collaborate, because I'm always so everywhere, is just like send me a beat and I'll do it online, because I'm real bad at catching up for jams.
Is this how this was made?
Yeah. So he flicked me the beat on Facebook and he was like, what do you think? And it was like called like Something New Before Uni LOL or something. And I listened to it and I was like, oh. And there was this old chorus, the Cold War chorus was like a chorus from a track that me, OJ Jones and Randa were working on. And we hadn't played around with it too much. So that track kind of fell off, but I used the chorus from that and then just wrote a rap for it. And it was a real joke. Like,
wow.
The whole thing was like trappy rap, which I'm not too much into, so I was like just like gonna have a joke with it, but then like people were like, hey, this kind of bumps, like I like this, so I was like cool, put it out. I suppose that's the new track. I definitely think that me and Darko need to keep working together, because that dude is cray.
That's amazing that the aspect of collaborating with someone, but not in person, but this online kind of relationship.
Right.
I feel like it's becoming quite popular.
Definitely.
At the moment. I see a lot of perhaps like the collectives like Grorum are kind of doing that as well.
Right.
And you've been doing that as well. And you do find that, are there any disadvantages then working in person and making this project music together?
Definitely. Definitely.
A lot?
I think it's an effective way to jot ideas down, but it doesn't get the full flavor a lot of the time. If you send like a finished instrumental for a vocalist, it's a little bit different, but say you're like working on a track together, there's just so much you miss out on in that moment, you know, when you jam, it's like, and you're both in sync, or however many of you are in sync, it just like happens and you create this crazy project. Whereas like doing it online, it just kind of juggles around. And I think that's a great thing that the Grow Room is trying to encourage, is like taking away from that internet presence and trying to bring it into a room, you know, like trying to bring a physical space to it, because as great as the internet is and as incredible it has made us, it has also like given us disadvantages, like things that we're forgetting about that are so important to getting an idea across or creating great art. So, yeah.
Beautiful. That's definitely, that's that. You hear it right here by Silas McClintock, Bo Bandy. Awesome. Otherwise, thanks so much for coming up today.
Hey,
this is amazing
for having
to have a chat with you and everyone to hear you. And those tracks will be up. They're actually in our playlist, so they'll be playing throughout BFM, so that'd be amazing.
Brad.
Otherwise, is there anything else I want to let everyone out there know?
There's more projects coming, I promise. I'm always working. And I think if there's anything on your heart right now that you want to try, like you just want to pick up something because it's kind of interests you, then fucking do it. Sorry, I keep so bad at this.
That is all good. This is 95 BFM.
Yeah, shut up, BFM. You guys are crazy.
Aww.
Yeah, do what you love forever and never let anyone stop you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.